Hello and welcome to the latest podcast in our series, Living with Diabetes, brought to you by Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. I'm Claire Levy, and in this episode, I'm looking at a new pioneering health technology which will help improve the lives of people living with diabetes by monitoring foot health. It's called the Smart Sock, and it's been developed by a team at Lancaster University, led by Professor Neil Reeves.
People with diabetes will develop a foot ulcer at some point in their lifetime, and this is a situation that can lead to infection, so the foot ulcer can become infected, and it might lead to the need for an amputation. So that might be an amputation of a toe or across the foot, or even below or above the knee amputation. So the best approach is if we can avoid the development of these wounds known as diabetic foot ulcers in the first place. And this kind of technology is all focused towards prevention, so preventing the foot ulcer, preventing the wound before it occurs.
Hear more from Professor Reeves coming up next.
Views, information or opinions contained in podcasts do not necessarily represent the opinions, standards or policies of DRWF. The inclusion of details about products or services does not indicate DRWF endorsement of them. The aim of podcasts is to educate and inform, and we endeavour to ensure that the information provided in them is accurate. It's not a substitute for medical or health advice from a healthcare professional who's aware of the facts and circumstances of your individual situation. We always recommend that advice be sought from your GP or diabetes nurse before making any changes to medication or before using any products or services referenced by DRWF. Neither DRWF nor any of its employees or owners shall be held liable or responsible for the accuracy or completeness, for any errors or omissions in podcasts, or for any damage you may suffer as a result of failing to seek competent medical or health advice from a professional who is familiar with your situation.
I'm Neil Reeves. I'm Professor of Secure Health Technologies working in the medical school at Lancaster University.
And you were funded previously as a researcher from DRWF. Can you just let us know what that funding was and how did it help?
Yeah, certainly. That funding that I received from the Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation was, I think, back in around 2010, 2011. And that has been really helpful in supporting a body of research, really. And that funding was to look at the influence of something called diabetic peripheral neuropathy, which is nerve damage, and look at its influence on gait, which is how we walk. So in that project, we looked at how, we tried to understand how this nerve damage known as diabetic neuropathy affected the way that people walk. And we found out a lot of things that have helped us on our way with that research and led to a large body of research really over the following 10, 15 years, right up to the present day. And we've since then been able to look at interventions and technologies that can improve the situation and improve the way that people walk, and importantly as well, reduce unsteadiness and improve balance for people with diabetes, because as part of the project, we found that balance is indeed compromised quite a lot for some people with diabetic neuropathy with this nerve damage. So that was very important piece of funding provided by Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation that we're still pursuing, the topic we're still pursuing and working on that present day, really.
That's really good to hear. And I think sometimes that pot of money just helps kickstart some research, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that was definitely the case for that project and for me and for our body of research, really, in that area.
So what's your current research project at Lancaster University and what's the project called?
So we've got a few different research projects, really. I'll mention two of the projects. So one of the projects is called SOCCESS, and this is about developing smart sensing socks for people with diabetes to try and reduce the risk of getting these wounds on the foot that are called diabetic foot ulcers. The second project, which I can touch on and expand, is around the use of diabetes-related health and medical technologies and security of these, so cybersecurity of these, and understanding how we can improve the security of these kind of digital technologies for diabetes.
And so can you just give us some more details about how the smart sock works?
Yeah, certainly. So we've done quite a bit of work over the years with smart sensing insoles. So these are insoles that measure pressure under people's feet and feed that information back to people with diabetes who can't feel feet, so they haven't got any sensation. And that helps, we've shown in a study that that helps to reduce the risk of those people developing a foot ulcer, so a wound on the bottom of the foot. And that research with smart sensing insoles led us to this project with smart sensing socks, because we saw two innovations really that we needed to develop. One was the form factor in terms of the sock. So we saw several advantages of people being able to use a sock for this purpose rather than an insole. For example, socks fit in any types of shoes, whereas an insole has its limitations and it won't fit in certain shoes. The second innovation really that we addressed with this project and the second need is that all of the current technologies on smart sensing insoles measure pressure under the feet, which is vertical pressure. And with these socks, we can measure something called shear pressure or shear stress, which is essentially the rubbing movement that we get on the feet. And so this pressure and the shear stress is, we know it's important in the breakdown of the foot tissues and the causes of foot ulcers. So the idea behind this project and this technology is that if we can provide this information back to people so that they can see how much pressure and shear stress they're developing on the feet and when that's being developed, they can modify that and hopefully reduce their risk of developing a diabetic foot ulcer.
And why is this so important for people living with diabetes?
So we know that many people with diabetes will go on to develop a foot ulcer in their lifetime. So it's estimated that perhaps one in four, as much as one in three people with diabetes will develop a foot ulcer at some point in their lifetime. And this is a situation that can lead to infection, so the foot ulcer can become infected, and it might lead to the need for an amputation. So that might be an amputation of a toe or across the foot, or even below or above the knee amputation. So the best approach is if we can avoid the development of these wounds known as diabetic foot ulcers in the first place. And this kind of technology is all focused towards prevention, so preventing the foot ulcer, preventing the wound before it occurs.
How does the foot screening app work for somebody wearing these socks?
For the socks, we've developed the technology, and it's in its relatively early stages. And one of the aspects that we're looking at the moment is how do we feed that back to the person, to the user. And so that's something that's still in development, and we're trying to use all of our knowledge from working with various different technologies over the years. We're working with people with lived experience of diabetes as well to understand how they would like to see this kind of technology. And we're putting all that into our understanding of how we might feed this information back to people in the most optimal way.
And what difference do you think giving that feedback make? Do you think, I think it's along the lines of, you know, if you can't see it, you maybe don't think it's happening. So how does that feedback work?
Yeah, so the feedback's crucial, really, because this technology is aimed at people with diabetic peripheral neuropathy. So in other words, people who might have some nerve damage to their feet. And the crucial thing there is that people may not feel their feet, so they may not have that natural feedback. And so that's why this technology is so important, because it helps people to be aware of those sensations that might cause a foot ulcer when they're not aware of those naturally through feedback. So in other words, it helps to provide some element of feedback to people that have lost that naturally through this nerve damage.
And what difference do you think it will make for people with existing foot ulcers or foot complications? Can it help them?
Yes, definitely. And so we think that people who've had a foot ulcer, so people who've had a foot ulcer previously and then it's healed, those people, unfortunately, are very, very high risk of getting another foot ulcer. So this technology is particularly important for those people, because they can then monitor their feet much more closely and hopefully prevent foot ulcers in the future.
And it's part of the NHS 10-year plan, I believe, this technology. Can you just explain how that works?
Yes, so the NHS 10-year plan looks at three, as they call it, core shifts. So there's a shift from hospitals to communities and homes. There's a shift from analog to digital. And also there's a shift from treatment to prevention. And this technology supports all of those three shifts, really. So it's digital technology. If we want to not treat as many people in hospitals, this kind of personal technology, if you like, that people own and use themselves, is exactly what we need to support people and better support people in their homes and communities. So this, we see this type of technology as an enabler, really, to help people better manage their own health and give people more control over that, and also support the main three core shifts of the NHS 10-year plan.
And does this technology then reduce the financial burden on the NHS?
That's the hope. So we know that similar interventions and similar technologies to support people with diabetes have an impact, have an economic impact. And we expect that this technology, as we've shown it to be effective, will also have financial benefits in terms of economics, health economics.
And do you have the statistics around the costs for treating diabetes complications and the numbers around foot ulcers and amputations?
Yes. So we know that the diabetes, the NHS diabetes budget is about 10% of the overall NHS budget. And we know that foot ulcers and related amputations and complications account for about 10% of the NHS diabetes budget. So that's around £1 billion annually. But these figures, we know they're out of date, because these figures were estimated several years ago. And so with inflation, it will be even higher. But nevertheless, it's a principle that foot complications, foot ulcers and amputations occupy around 10% of the NHS diabetes budget.
Mm. And what stage is the project at today?
So this is still an early development technology. We've developed the technology, we've developed the socks with sensing elements, and we've done some testing in people with diabetes. So we've done some initial lab-based testing. And it's still an early stage technology, but we're looking for funding to try and continue this project on, really, and further develop it towards a technology that can be certified and used within the NHS.
And do you have any commercial interest to develop this into a commercial product with the NHS?
So yes, we're looking for ways, we're looking for routes to commercialization, because that will guarantee that we can have an impact for people with diabetes, which is what we want to do with this technology. So ultimately we want it to make a difference for people with diabetes within the NHS. So we're examining, whilst we're developing the technology at this early stage, we're also thinking about potential routes towards certification and market, and therefore we're considering all these elements to try and ensure that it can make a real difference for people living with diabetes.
Mm. And you're working with Professor Moy Hoon Yap of Manchester Metropolitan University. Can you describe that new app you've developed?
Yes, that's right. So Moy Hoon and I I've developed this app that we call FootSnap app, and this has been developed over the last 10, 15 years, really. And we've published a lot of research on this area. So the basis of this is that this is a technology, an AI-driven technology that can be deployed onto mobile phones or smartphones. And it can do two things, really. It can screen and detect a diabetic foot ulcer if it's present, and it can also monitor a foot ulcer in terms of understanding its healing. So we've developed the technology to do those two things, really. And so we see this mainly as a screening tool that people could use outside of the hospital environment. And they could use in their own homes, or people could use in remote settings with limited access to healthcare, so that they could take photographs of their feet with this app. And if there was a foot ulcer that was developing, then it would alert them, and it could alert any healthcare professionals who we wanted it to alert. And that could then signpost them to the appropriate treatment. And then the second part is really about understanding how the ulcer's healing. So if someone has an active foot ulcer, an active wound on the foot, understanding how it's healing, if it's healing, and this technology can monitor that.
And you're kind of giving that power then back to the patient, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that all of these technologies really are about being able to give people more power to look after their own health. And so they're personal technologies, and people can have the opportunity to take more ownership really over their health. And hopefully that's a positive thing for people.
DRWF, staying well until a cure is found.
You're listening to Living with Diabetes, the DRWF podcast. In this edition, we're talking to Professor Neil Reeves on the development of the Smart Sock, which uses embedded sensors to help prevent diabetic foot ulcers. Together with a research colleague, Professor Moy Hoon Yap at Manchester University, they were awarded a grant to scale up and translate this towards clinical practice with industry partners.
So as part of this work, a few years ago, we received an Oracle Cloud Innovator grant, and that allowed us to scale up the technology really and take it from something that was deployed directly on individual devices, so individual smartphones, to deploy this technology on the cloud. So we did that, and we did a proof of concept clinical trial where we were able to deploy this within a couple of NHS hospitals. And the situation was that people could take photographs of their feet within the hospitals, and this would send the image up to the cloud, and we'd run the AI model on the image in the cloud, and it would then send the result back down to the phone. And all of this could happen within about 5 seconds. And the importance of having it on the cloud means that this technology can run on any device, regardless of the specification of that device, how old or how new it is, the processing power. So it removes all of that variability, and it allows us to deploy it in various settings on various devices.
I suppose it all depends on whether you're on your own and you can actually take a photo of your own foot.
Well, yes. So it's intended really that it's a partner or a family member or a carer or another individual that would be able to take the photographs for you. It is possible to set the phones up and take a picture, but it's intended that there'll be someone that can help the person with diabetes who would be able to take that photograph for them.
And I've also got information about FeetC. Can you explain what this is, what it does?
Yeah, so FeetC is another technology that we've been working with. And this is a company based in Lithuania. So we're doing some research with them, and their technology is a temperature monitoring device. Now, there are several temperature monitoring devices out there, and temperature is important because typically before a foot ulcer develops, so before there's a wound on the foot, the area will heat up and then the skin will break down and someone will develop a foot ulcer. So the idea is that if we can detect these temperature changes in the lead up to someone developing a foot ulcer, we can hopefully intervene before someone develops that foot ulcer. So that's why temperature is thought to be very important. And there's several technologies out there that will be able to measure foot temperature and potentially provide an early warning sign that there's a hot spot, if you like, that there's an area of the foot that might break down and might develop into a wound. The difference with this technology is it's non-contact technology. So it's deployed with an addition to a mobile phone. So there's a module that connects into a mobile phone or into a tablet, and there's a stand. So as you were saying before about people taking their own photograph, it's much more possible with this technology because there's remote activation, so voice activation, and there's a stand that is part of this technology where people can take their own foot photographs. And so if they take a photograph of their feet with this module technology, then it would be able to measure the temperature of the feet and measure any hot spots that might be available or might be around on the foot.
And what else have you discovered about vibrating insoles in shoes?
So this follows from what I was saying at the start about the Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation funding, because in that project, we wanted to understand how diabetic neuropathy, so this nerve damage, impacts the way that people walk and the role that it plays in making people unsteady and having balance problems. And that work and subsequent research that we've done showed that indeed people with this nerve damage, with diabetes and peripheral neuropathy, are quite unsteady. And this nerve damage due to diabetes presents some real challenges for balance and can lead to falls in many people with diabetes. So the reason for this is because of the sensory neuropathy, because people lack this sensation in their feet because of the nerve damage. So that's one of the root causes. And until recently, it's been thought that you can't really do very much about that. Once you have nerve damage, it's thought that that's pretty irreversible. However, what we've done in recent years, and we published some research from this just last year, is that we've shown when you apply vibration to the foot sole through these insoles, you can actually improve the peripheral sensation. So in other words, you can improve the feeling under someone's feet. And in turn, that can help to reduce balance impairment and make people feel less unsteady and improve the way that they walk. So we were able to show that with a randomized clinical trial that we did and we published last year. And we showed, furthermore, actually, we showed that this works immediately, almost immediately, as someone puts these vibrating insoles on. And we were just looking at the moment about how that works when people use them for longer periods, up to a few weeks, and any impact over and above that. And one of the key things that we showed, so we looked at a range of different measures, and one measure that's really important is how fast people walk, because it's known that people with diabetes walk more slowly compared to the counterparts without diabetes. And we showed that with this technology and just wearing these insoles, after only wearing them for 10 minutes, that people walked more quickly by around 10 to 15%. And just to put that in context, we do see these changes when people do exercise training, but only after about 6 months of exercise training. So we get the same changes after 10 minutes of people wearing these vibrating insoles compared to after 6 months of hard exercise training.
That's amazing. All really, really exciting. And just to finish off, the NHS 10-year plan is looking at healthcare technologies to be central to the digital transformation promised by the 10-year health plan, which was announced in January 2025. What does this mean? And you've probably spoken about it already, but to make that move from hospital to community sickness to prevention and analog to digital?
Yeah, so I think my interpretation of that, and in relation to all this work that we've been talking about, is that for those three core shifts that you've mentioned, these types of digital medical devices, digital technologies, are crucial really to underpinning the NHS 10-year plan, because this is how we're going to shift more care from hospitals to communities and people's homes. This is how we're going to better support people to manage their own health, as we've been mentioning, outside of the hospital environment. It's how we'll also be more proactive. So as I've been talking about, what we're trying to do with a lot of this research is prevention. So to prevent things before they manifest in a clinical problem. So we're trying to prevent foot ulcers before they occur, because as I've said, once they occur, you've got a lot of complications. So the ideal situation is to try and prevent them before they arise. So all of these technologies, all of this work really is geared towards prevention, which is part of the NHS plan. It's digital, it's accessible for people, it's personal technologies, which is making that more personalised care as well. And as we've spoken about, it's putting more emphasis and more opportunity for people to take more care over their own health care, really. So all of these aspects, I think, are positive and help move the NHS plan in the direction that it's intended to, really.
Mm. And that ability to sort of take more control rather than just being in the hands of the GP or the specialist or the hospital and feeling a bit, there's nothing I can do. I think allowing people to have more control over their own health means they will hopefully take the interest needed to make differences to maybe, as you say, exercise, lifestyle, diet and all the rest of it that makes such a difference.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Hopefully that is the case. And I think that's also perhaps part of the thinking in the NHS 10-year plan behind the move from sickness to prevention. You know, if we can stop people perhaps thinking that the NHS is somewhere that you engage with when you're ill or when there's a real challenge, in that healthcare and the NHS is something which we engage with to keep well, essentially, and maintain wellness. Or if it's in the context of a disease like diabetes, it's about managing your own health and maintaining that condition as well as you can to prevent complications from diabetes.
So if I can just ask you where we are with the technology. Is it available now or how far in the future?
So, yeah, this is a good question. And we've been working on various technologies. So there's some technologies that we develop ourselves and there's some technologies that we've been working with different companies on. And so all of the technologies are at different stages, really. Some of the technologies that we've developed, they're very early stage and still in research and development. We've worked with some companies that are also still earlier stages. And we've also worked with other companies, for example, in terms of the smart insole sensors that are now actually making a real difference for patients. So, for example, one of the companies we've worked with, Orpix, they operate in the US and Canada, and they are within the health service making a difference for people with diabetes. So they're being used within the health service. And so we published various research from a clinical trial that we did with them several years ago, and that's helped to underpin the evidence base for this technology and support its deployment within the health service in the US and Canada.
Really interesting, and thank you so much. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Maybe one thing I can mention is another project that we're doing which complements a lot of this, which is around understanding security, so cybersecurity, of these health and medical technologies. So all of these health and medical technologies that I've mentioned about, they're digital, they're personal to the individual, And we can think of many other examples from diabetes and other areas. But from diabetes, for example, we can think of continuous glucose monitors, we can think of insulin pumps. And these devices now, they're digital, they have various connections to controllers, which might be the mobile phone, to cloud servers. So with these over-the-air communications, there are risks, if you like, to security, to cybersecurity. And so we know that there are risks to these kind of personal digital medical devices because of the nature of these devices. They don't have operating systems, they're small devices. And when you employ security on these devices, like encryption, that puts a workload on the battery. So there's a challenge to sort of power, and it also puts a challenge on processing power. So we've got a project that we're looking at this at the moment, and we're trying to improve security because we know there are security vulnerabilities with these technologies. And so we're trying to develop new technologies, lightweight encryption, for example, that can go onto these devices that doesn't challenge the battery life, or that works with the processing power that's available on the device. So new technologies, new approaches that will work on these new resource constrained devices. And so this is an area that we're really developing. And here at Lancaster University, we have real expertise in cybersecurity, and we work in cybersecurity across a range of sectors of society, including in healthcare and medicine. So that's something that we're working on now because it's so important now because of the proliferation of these kind of technologies, these digital technologies, and because we need this to underpin the NHS 10-year plan with the direction that we've just been speaking about.
So people have got that confidence in going forward.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really important. Security is really important so that we don't undermine trust and confidence in the technologies. And so it's important that we get security right, because everything else associated with these technologies is really positive. And so we don't want to have a situation where the security vulnerabilities undermine public trust and confidence in these devices.
DRWF, staying well until a cure is found.
You're listening to Living with Diabetes, the DRWF podcast. Our thanks to Neil Reeves, Professor of Secure Health Technologies in the Medical School at Lancaster University, and their pioneering new smart sock. I hope you found this helpful and informative. You can discover more information about maintaining good foot health and the potential dangers of nerve damage on our website at drwf.org.uk, where there's lots of other guidance and helpful information, and details on how to support the charity, together with the latest fundraising events, news and information. This is Claire Levy from Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. Our thanks again to Professor Reeves, and also to you for listening to this latest edition of Living with Diabetes.
Living with Diabetes is a Blue Aurora media production for DRWF. Copyright 2026, Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. All rights reserved.